Well, let's admit the last few months have not been easy for anyone, wearing masks to go grocery shopping, constant sanitizing, and limiting contact with friends and family takes a certain amount of inner strength. But the hardships with COVID-19 are also inspiring people to take a closer look at how people are managing. Sydney Rickard of Noonan and Abby Wright of Heartland made mental resilience during social isolation the subject of their year-end placement in social work at St. Thomas University. Good morning to you both. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Nice to have you on. Sydney, why did you decide to take a closer look at mental resilience? What was it that got you to think about that?
Through our social action placement, Abby and I are St. Thomas University social work students. We were placed with Greater Fredericton Social Innovation for our social action placements this spring, and we were given the task of evaluating the mbvoices.com website, and we decided to look at the website and see kind of what was missing. So we were allowed to choose any topic, anything that we wanted to kind of highlight on the website, and we chose mental resiliency and youth just because of the current COVID-19 pandemic and everything that was going on with that at the time.
Okay, so Abby, you realized that that was missing. How did you go about making it part of the website?
Well, then we decided to kind of figure out who we'd like to interview, and we thought, what better way than to start with our peers, the folks that are in the social work department, because we know that they're all probably experiencing different forms of mental resiliency. So that prompted us to reach out on Facebook and just different forms that way. And we found some students, not just social work students, actually, a couple students. One student was just completing her third year at St. Thomas, and then another student was just finishing her Bachelor of Education at Crandall University. So,
and Sydney, were you pleased with the response you got?
Yeah, absolutely. The students talked about a lot of different topics during our interviews. Some of them were quite emotional when they were talking about the things that they miss and the realizations that they've had during COVID-19, just in their personal lives and their work lives. The results of those interviews were awesome, and we were able to produce some really comprehensive videos that are now posted on the mbvoices.com website.
Abby, did any of those stories, any of those responses from the students stand out for you?
Absolutely. We had an opportunity to interview a social worker, actually, and so that was really interesting to listen to her side of how things have changed based on COVID, because that will be Sydney and I in January, right? We will be looking to our social work career, and it was interesting to hear how things have changed. There's no more face-to-face with a client because of COVID and the restrictions. So everything was done online. And so she was very wore out and tired. And that was something that, you know, that could be our reality in a few months. So, yeah.
Sydney, what effect did it have on you?
That social worker's interview specifically was definitely very eye-opening and kind of put us in the reality of, like Abby just said, where we're going to be in a few months. And she also mentioned, too, just like the importance of taking time to fill up your cup and whatever that looks like for you personally, whether that's going outside for a walk, taking some mental health time, just to kind of recharge and reboost. And it made me realize that everything that used to be in the field of social work and many careers is no more. So it's going to be really interesting for us to be innovative and creative in our work lives and how we interact and connect with clients. That's going to be a really neat experience once we're out in the field.
And Sydney, how did that affect your apprehension level?
Apprehension level. I'm definitely still, I guess, have a little bit of apprehension about what the future holds, but Abby and I have both received our direct placement places for the fall. So we have those in line, and we're ready to get out in the field. And I'm just ready for whatever opportunity presents itself. And I'm looking forward to having the opportunity to work with clients and see where they're at. And I think, to be quite honest, there's a lot of important work coming after COVID and the experiences that people are having. So we're gonna be having a wide range of clients, I think, to work with after this. So,
Abby, what was the value of what you did?
Well, the value was having an opportunity to let these students, these youth, tell their story, to provide that platform for them to tell their story and for people to listen and for people to resonate with their stories. Because, like, I know some of the things that they were saying, like, moving back home, I'm not in Fredericton anymore, I'm back home. That was the challenge. Or balancing the school and life balance. So it was a benefit to just give them that chance to tell their story and for them to be heard.
So, Sydney, who do you think should be going to this website and listening to these stories? Who would benefit from that?
To be honest, I think everybody can benefit from it. There's an opportunity through the website to participate by signing up to also share your story. And, you know, in lieu of the political climate that we're living in right now, I think there's a wide space for people to share their narrative and create meaning and purpose. And there's a lot of different topics on there. So not only mental resiliency, but there's sacred objects, there's strength, there's grief. There's newcomer Canadians. There's a lot of different topics on there that have videos under each heading. So I think it's a really great opportunity for anybody to connect. So if you're feeling a certain way, you know, there might be a video on there that will resonate with you and help you maybe explore some of the things that you're feeling as well.
You must have, Sydney, you must have, while you were going through this material, you must have thought to yourself at some point, boy, there's a lot more work to be done here.
Oh, absolutely. And this is just the start, right? So we like to think of MB Voices as more than just a website. It's an initiative. It's an opportunity to, you know, help people appreciate their unique legacy and the stories that they hold. And it's going to be awesome for future generations to be able to look back on these stories and hear about maybe the objects that are important to people today. And, you know, I think we're living in a time that is very pivotal globally and also just locally. Like, this is so, so pivotal, and a lot of change is coming. So I think this is a really good platform to be able to share your feelings around that change and what's going to happen. So I think it's awesome.
Abby, how can people access the information?
The information is on mbvoices.com, and there's different tabs that you can click on. There's different wherever you're kind of feeling like you want to go. So like Sydney mentioned, like mental resilience, community, grief, and they're all under there. And then that'll take you to another website where the videos are located. There's also a tab for benefits, so you can explore what benefits narrative has for you. And there's also a tab for you to even share your own story.
This is a fascinating time to be getting into social work.
Very.
I appreciate your time. Sounds like a fascinating project, and thanks for sharing your information with us. Good luck in your careers.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Sydney Rickard and Abby Wright are postgraduate social work students at St. Thomas University. The site is nbvoices.com.